take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, how are you, Karen?
Kia ora, I'm well, how are you?
Good, happy level 2.5.
0.5, yes indeed, here we are.
It is good to be able to talk to you though about a very exciting book. Well, I'm excited about it. What have we got?
Yeah, so like clockwork, here we have the new novel by Ali Smith, which concludes her seasonal quartet, which began in 2016 with Autumn. So here we have Summer. It's a series of four books. They've all been published in kind of real time, documenting the tumultuous last few years and kind of, I guess, tapping into the heavy news cycle of our times, which has sort of been somewhat unprecedented and extraordinary, right?
Yeah, definitely. That is, if unprecedented doesn't get to be the Merriam-Webster word of the year or something, I'll be very shocked at the end of this.
I know.
2020.
Yes, indeed. So these books arrive once a year, so the gap between writing and publishing is very narrow. Mm. And while Autumn was hailed as the first Brexit novel, I guess Summer is sort of the first lockdown novel. But I think it's worth mentioning too that Sadie Smith has a new collection of short lockdown essays called Intimations, which has just come out as well. So I think these books are such a real testament to the collaborative nature of publishing. A project like this really requires everyone in the publishing process to be on board. I mean, the turnaround is something like 6 weeks from when she files the manuscript to the final finished book, which is really extraordinary. Yeah, totally. It's quite radical. And I think just to put it into perspective, I think you'd usually have about 4 weeks to typeset. With Summer, it was 2 days. Instead of a couple of weeks, corrections take 2 days. Instead of a month to proof it, it was 3 days. So it's a really rapid turnaround, which gives them that sort of freshness and immediacy. And all of the covers feature these amazing David Hockney paintings. And yes. I think these books are really works of art, really, eh?
I agree. And I also think what is amazing about these books is because they're pumped out so quickly, they don't feel like they have been, though. They feel fresh, but they don't feel rushed. They don't feel like anything's necessarily been lost for doing it so speedily.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's testament to what an amazing, sharp writer that Ali Smith is. So, I mean, as you'd expect, Summer's really fresh and so topical, it's extraordinary. She covers the Australian wildfires, the climate crisis, the NHS. She started this novel at the end of January, beginning of February, as people began suffering from a strange and scary respiratory disease that was making the news. Of course, it's COVID, and then the Black Lives Matter protests were happening. So it's all documented here in kind of real time. And she finished the book during lockdown. And it's just it's such an exhilarating read. I think the thing about these books, and I'm sure you'll know, Rachel, they're so punchy and pacey and breathless. I really love her writing style. It's very Ali Smith. She's so playful with language, really clever. And I must say that this book is really funny in places. She's super sharp, and so are her characters. And there's some cracking dialogue and characters. I think the other thing too is that this book is filled with hope.
I think that's why I ultimately like her books, is she writes about big, bleak, scary world politics, but then she's like, little kernel of hope, just thrown in there as well, which I think I need when I read something like that.
I think we all need something like that. New Zealand gets a mention on page 36, and we do love to be acknowledged,
Righteous.
Don't we?
We do. We love to be the like little sibling of the world. Oh, they've seen us.
Yeah. So Summer opens in February 2020 in Brighton with the Greenwell family. Grace used to be an actor, and her two kids are Sasha, aged 16, and Robert, who is 13. And they couldn't be more different, really, the kids. Sasha is more Camp Greta Thunberg, and Robert is a bit more Jordan B. Peterson.
Right.
Their dad and Grace have split up, and he lives next door with his new partner. He voted Remain, and Grace voted leave. So there's that sort of division there. Mm. And I think typically of Smith, the personal and political and family and the world intersect. So Art and Charlotte, who we met in Winter, reappear, as does Daniel Gluck from Autumn. And it also free ranges out to World War II camps. So I think with this book, you have to be prepared to go on a bit of a journey and just trust that you're in good hands. And Smith often weaves in Shakespeare into these novels, and I really love her engagement. This is something that you'll probably have really liked about her too, Rachel, is that her engagement with art, photography, yeah, and film. And she illuminates obscure female artists. And in this case, she writes about an Italian filmmaker and artist named Lorenza Mazzetti, who died earlier this year, and she was 92.
Wow.
And you can imagine Ali Smith at home reading the obituary and kind of thinking, oh, wow, this is someone I'm going to work in, you know, into my novel. And I'd never actually heard of her before, so I'm really grateful for that discovery. The film that is written about in this novel just sounds incredible, so I've earmarked that to watch.
Have a watch.
Totally. And there's references to Dickens and to Catherine Mansfield. It's just so great. I think people will love it.
I'm already very excited.
It's so good. I think it's Grace, the character, that says about Summer in this novel that we head for it instinctively, like it must mean something. I just love that. Love that. And each book, I think, works like four volumes of one novel. So it's just exciting writing and publishing, really smart and really thrilling. And I think Summer is a totally satisfying conclusion to this quartet. I think people will love it.
Well, I'm very excited about this. When is it out? Karen.
It's out now.
It's out now. And is it on the, on the shelf in the shop?
It's on the shelf in the shop.
Excellent.
Miracle of miracles.
and we can actually come and see you as well, which is awesome.
You can actually come and see us. Just observe your 2.5 guidelines, and we'd love to see you.
And wear a mask as well.
Please.
Yeah. No one wants to be that guy rocking up into the shop without a mask. Don't be that guy.
That's right. Yeah. We'd love to see everyone.
Hey, thank you so much, Karen. Absolute pleasure. And you certainly will see me in the shop for that one. I'm very, very keen.
Thanks, Rachel.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.